Ever wonder why you feel like a complete zombie when your alarm goes off after 8 hours, if you're even lucky enough to get that much sleep? As college students, it feels almost impossible for us to get enough sleep. We're constantly told to get 8 hours, but is that really the magic number? Did you know that throughout the night, your body cycles through periods of light sleep and very deep sleep? Most people's sleep cycles tend to last 90 minutes, so if you aim for 8 hours, your alarm is likely to go off just as you're diving into deeper sleep. Try aiming for 7.5 hours of sleep and see how you feel in the morning. If you feel great, you probably nailed it and found your sleep cycle. If you don't feel perfect just yet, test out an 85 or 95 minute sleep cycle instead. Not only will you feel great in the mornings once you discover your magic number, you'll also add about 30 minutes of valuable time to your day.
What's up, what's up, what's up? We back! We back with another J-Files New Music Fridays on WMUC 90.5 and digital. Look, we got a special show today. First of all, happy Valentine's Day. I want all the people in love to have a great Valentine's Day. And I want all the single people that aren't in love to go fight them people that are in love. Or am I speaking from experience? I'm projecting. Okay, let me stop. But speaking of Valentine's Day, I got my partner in crime. I got my favorite person. I got the one and only, the Ari to my jab, Ariel Cole.
Oh, thank you, Jabari. Thank you for having me.
Oh my God. I am so excited. Chad, I've been like, oh my God. I've been telling Ariana, like, I really want you on my show. She's like, oh, Jabari, you're just too controversial. You're too controversial. And I'm like, no, don't be shy. As long as you mean good intention and nothing crazy, then, you know.
Right.
But Ariel experienced a little bit of UMD today. So Ariel, how have you liked UMD so far?
I love UMD. You know, I'm from Prince George's County, so I'm really down the street. Like, this is really home. But I love always visiting a campus and, you know, talking, meeting new people, meeting your friends on campus. And yeah, it's a different experience from, you know, my little school in Virginia. So
Rep your school.
I am a third year journalism major at Hampton, the illustrious Hampton University. Yes.
Hold on. Oh, it's not on. I got the clapping noise on.
Okay. No, that's right.
All right.
But yeah, I always love being here.
Yes. Okay. So we're going to get into it. We got a lot of new music for you. A lot of new music for the couples, for the non-couples.
Those are
the only two categories.
Yeah, and just to put that out there, he said partner in crime. I'm single. You know, if y'all wanted to know, just to let y'all know.
Yes. Yeah. We don't scare perspective. You know, we don't do that over here.
Let's play the music.
Okay. So we're going to play some new music, and then we got a special topic for you. This is the J-Files New Music Friday on WMUC Digital.
In a lullaby. You win us. We're not in love. We're
But I think it'd be cool if we maybe hung out sometime. Mix some cold water with some lemon and lime. Everything's fine till you hung out and dry. I missed you last time, so I thought I'd say hi. There's some things I meant to tell you I ain't mentioned last time. Everything I said the truth and I'll be damned if I lie. Ooh, bleach stuck me like glue, like ooh, I swear. Only if you know, I wish you knew that I like you too. I wrote this song just to show you I do. Do you like me? Like I like you? Do you really see me in that light? Ooh, do you search for something about me at night? Ooh, I don't mind if you do, cause I still think about you. Lean with it, rock with it, rock with it, lean. Girl, you so lovable.
Find a space to go and cool down. Where there's not much noise, cause here it's too loud, yeah. But I gotta move fast, cause you'll stress me out, babe. Every chance you get to tell me that you feel left out. I'm feeling like I can't go nowhere without you now, babe. Cause you can't help but believe all your own doubts, yeah. But if we don't got trust, everything else just rolled out. I think we skipped some steps and got way too attached. I think we moved a little too fast. Cause only one of us can do it love like that. Cause only one of us is way too attached. I'm another one back like explaining myself, we just started to know each other. It ain't even been a full month yet. I probably went way too hard when I made you stand up and made you lean forward with your hands out screaming Jesus, yeah. I got carried away, I'm obsessed with the nails on your hands and your feet. You know my senses are heightened, I love to hear your voice when you speak. And I'm curious for angles, baby, new position in every day of the week. And I'm only satisfied when I look over and you're sound asleep, yeah. And I can only blame myself for it. I was fully aware your reality's a bed and started. But I can't say I'm surprised, cause you're gorgeous. That's why I jumped in and we got way too attached. Would you agree we moved a little too fast? Cause only one of us is built for love like that. It only leaves one of us way too attached. Yeah, attached. Just way too attached. Attached on the whole. I think you got way too attached. Way too deep to go back.
All right, and that was Sweet Lullaby by Alex Isley, A Love Song for You by Ian Triplin, and Way to Attach, WTA, by Isaiah Huron. Huron? I don't know. But he knows I love him because I want to go to that concert. Anyways, we're back. Ari, what you think about those first three songs?
I really like them. Like, I enjoy it. I'm definitely going to have to add it to my playlist, you know, once we're done. So, you know, go ahead and share that with me.
Okay. And so, real quick, what's, like, your all-time favorite, like, love song?
Ooh.
On the spot.
Yeah, why would you just do me like
that? Because I need
wait,
you
does it have to be, can you give me, like, a time frame, like, something recent? It have to be, can it be old school? Like, I need.
For now, let's say old school. Let's say old school.
Old school. You know, I can't wait to get to school each day. I think I'm going to say that okay. for right now. It might change, okay. you know. It's always changing.
Okay. You want to know what mine is?
What's yours?
Mine is Saving All Your Love.
Okay, by Whitney Houston.
Yeah,
Okay.
I love
what
that song.
What you know
song.
About that?
she know I love that song. And she know I got the vinyl at home.
Okay.
Oh, my mama knows. Anyways. Because it's her vinyl.
Shout out to Miss Crenshaw.
Shout out to Miss Crenshaw. All right, so we're going to keep the motion rolling. This next song is going to get a little bit more steamy, a little bit more fun okay. with the love songs. But stay tuned for the topic later. This is the J-Files New Music Friday on WMUC 90.5 and digital. Let's do this.
So athletic, you sure know how to run from a feeling. Letting pride decide for you, but you're still just like glass. I can see where you need some shining, but you're scared to break if you let me hold you. I just wish you would let me be a ride or die. Let me love you back to life, babe. Let me give you peace of mind. You know I'm bright with your rain or shine. If you let me be your winter coat, let me love you through those moments. I'll do all the things lovers do, baby, if you let me.
If you let me,
baby, if you let me,
if you let me,
baby, if you let me,
baby, if you let me.
just let me cater to you, baby, just let me. Just let me cater to you, baby, just let me, baby, just let me cater to you, baby, just let me, baby, just let me cater to you.
It's you for me, first thing in the morning or late at night. I move and breathe to make sure you feel special being mine.
Side.
Other side.
to hold your hand, you would never
have to feel alone.
The perk to come when I'm your man, you don't have to do it.
And that was Let Me by Victoria Monet, Desire by Tiana Major, and Other Side by Brent Fires. And so, yeah, again, same question. Ari, what did you think of those songs?
I really like those songs. I really like Brent Fires. What's it called? The Other Side?
Yes, man, The Other Side.
Yeah, I really like that one. You know he's a Maryland native, so. Yeah, I really enjoyed that. I'm definitely gonna have to add that one as well to the playlist.
Yeah, I enjoyed his album. I'm not trying to be mean. I'm just saying, like, he definitely didn't build hype towards it, cause like it don't give like, oh, blockbuster like his old stuff. But okay. I thoroughly enjoyed it. If this was a, like, you know, oh, just like, you know, just for fun, just for funsies, you know, let me put it out.
Yeah.
But if it wasn't, it was still a good album, so I enjoyed it.
Mm-hmm.
So, ooh, we creeping up. So, this next song, we gonna play like one more song before we get into the topic, because I can't forget Jilly from Philly. She put out a new album, which definitely has that old Philly, old Jilly vibe. She been all around. Doing her little press tour with when she did Don't Play With Colors. I enjoyed that video and it was funny. And then I enjoyed the album which has JID, which is the next song that I'm gonna play for y'all. So after that, we're gonna get into the topic. This is the J Files New Music Friday, WMUC 90.5. Let's get into it.
To know you, let me be your friend. won't you please let me in? I really would like to know you. Let me be your friend. I really would like to hold you. Won't you please let me in? I really would like to know you. Let me be.
Sings in the summer through the mumbles of the birds and the bees and the bountiful blossom of beautiful flowers and trees. I could spend hours at ease, showered and powdered. The pollen is powerful, napkin in hand to prepare for a sneeze. Parables, passages packed for the read. I'm hoping you see I'm not what you need. Knock when I enter the room, may I please share this space and energy. Time don't waste no memories, no wine don't waste no anything. Online don't chase no symmetry. Like science, I feel chemistry. So I'm praying to a higher entity. If it's meant to be and it's meant for me, can I live with you?
I really would like to hold you. Won't you please let me in? We should know each other.
We should know each other.
Let me be your friend. Everybody needs a friend. Won't you let me in? I want to know you.
That was Jilly from Philly, and for the people that don't know, Jilly from Philly is Jill Scott, the one and only.
Okay.
Shoot.
That was a little shady.
It wasn't shady. It wasn't shady.
Towards me.
See, now the world knows that I was talking about you. See, the world ain't know that. Anyways. All right. Before we get into the topic, my wonderful guest reminded me that one of the greatest lyricists to touch earth, J. Cole, dropped an album last week. And so I didn't get to play it any song because they're explicit and I can't play anything explicit on this station. But the album was really good. And what was also surprising and very fun to see what J. Cole did was that he went to, I forgot how many HBCUs, but I visited them and he had like some security from the video I saw, but he was very like personal with them. And so I want to ask the Ariel Cole who attends an HBCU.
The illustrious, the real HU, you know.
Oh, Howard
okay.
University?
Okay, well, to answer your question,
Okay.
It was honestly, I wasn't able to see him, but when I was in class, when he came to visit Hampton University, and everybody was, you know, texting each other like, J. Cole's on campus. I promise you, I ran out the classroom and ran out the building. And by the time I got to, like, where he was taking pictures and stuff, he was, you know, he had already pulled off. But I saw that he was here in this area earlier this week. Mm-hmm. So I was trying to also catch him here. But, you know, I wasn't able to catch him. And I'm so sad, but it's okay. It's okay.
Yeah. We got him through the music.
I feel him through the music. You know, exactly. That's, you know, in another lifetime, that's my cousin for real. I just glitched a little bit.
Jermaine, he my light skinned cousin. You know, light skinned cousin. But thank you, Ari. I appreciate that.
You're welcome.
All right, now it's time to get to the topic. Hold on, y'all know what I gotta do. Oh, it didn't play. We're gonna do that again. There it is. All right. So the topic of today is this week, or shall I say this Sunday, we all know was Super Bowl Sunday. And so this year's Super Bowl, the halftime show is a big thing for American football. For just a long time, it's something that Americans can truly, like, you know, count on for a tradition. And so the halftime is a big elaborate performance for the Super Bowl, where we have like artists come out, perform, bring out their guest artists, and just put on a great and grand performance. And so this year we had Bad Bunny.
Yes, Benito.
Mi hijita Latino, in the words of J-Lo.
Okay.
I kind of said that. Mi hijita Latino. That's right. All I know, though. That's all I know.
Yes.
But,
so,
yeah.
Can I ask you, like, first, how did you enjoy the halftime performance?
Man, I loved the halftime performance. I enjoyed the scenery, the setting that he had. It was definitely, though I've never been there, I can only imagine how life is in Puerto Rico. Where he is from, and which is a part of the U.S., people like to say whatever about him, but he is a part of the U.S. Anyways, I think it was a very powerful statement that he had, but I also love that he didn't stay on the statement. He stayed also in the performance, in the culture, in the celebration. By just having all these Latin and Afro Latino artists dance with him, having singing in all Spanish, which some people had disagreements which I didn't really mind because of what he was trying to do with his performance, and so I thoroughly enjoyed it. What about you?
I completely agree with you. Like, I think the main thing was the symbolism that, you know, the stuff that, you know, we probably didn't know. But after the performance, I was able to do a little bit more research. And a lot of, like, knickknacks were in there that I didn't know about. So it was just nice to be kind of more, like, educated, mm-hmm. I guess, to say. Honestly, overall, it was a great, great, great watch. And, like, I'm a Bad Bunny fan now. Like, what about you? Like, I'm a Bad Bunny fan. Shoot. I had to download some music on my Apple Music this weekend.
Shoot, I knew about Bad Bunny when... You already know what I'm saying. When Cardi B, I like it like that. I'm not even going to try to butcher the Latin. I like it. And I remember when I think it was 2018 that song came out. When did that song come out?
Yeah, I think it was a
while ago. Yeah, 2018 when that song came out. I literally learned the whole song, even the J Balvin and Bad Bunny part.
Okay, so give it to us right now.
That's all I know. That's all I know. but I enjoyed it. What was I going to say? He had all these artists. He had Ricky Martin mm-hmm. as a guest, which was fun to see.
Yes, Lady Gaga.
That was probably one of my little iffies about the performance.
Okay, well, you know, what do you think about that?
Okay, I think because I'm so, like, wrapped in, like, you know, the culture, the celebration that's going on in the performance, that, like, when I mean, I'm seeing all these beautiful Latin people, Puerto Rican, not Puerto Rican, just Latin descent. They all dancing and moving. And then pan to the camera, and I see Lady Gaga. I wanna hold you just for a while. Da-da-da-da. And don't get me wrong, Lady Gaga, she down with the Latino, she down with the blacks. But I was just like, I really, though I can see what Bad Bunny was possibly could have been doing with, like, you know, just showing, emphasizing on unification, and it's not just Puerto Rico. It's Puerto Rico is a part of America, which is a bigger thing, which is symbolizing just love and what his performance was representing. Mm-hmm. I just was like,
I have a question.
Okay. And then also, last thing, Bruno was right there. He's Puerto Rican.
I was about to ask you, it was like that song is, you know, that's their song, Bruno Mars and Lady Gaga. So I was going to ask you, like, how did you feel about him not being there and, you know, not singing the song with her?
I don't know. He probably somewhere saying, I just might make my baby. He probably somewhere singing something. I don't know. But I was just like, oh. But, you know.
But he's going on tour soon. So he probably came ready for that.
He is going on tour soon. I mean, that's the same thing with Cardi B. She just went on tour. Yeah. So that's probably why she also didn't perform.
But she did make a cameo.
She did make a cameo.
She looked really nice.
She did look nice. So, yeah. So,
and Jessica Alba was there as well.
Ooh, I love me some Jessica Alba. Jessica Alba looked good. Mm-hmm. Jessica Alba looked good. But, yeah. I'm stuttering. Anyways. His halftime show, Bad Bunny's halftime show, is the most viewed halftime show of all time. And we always say this because the year before that, it was the most watched. And the year before that was the most watched.
It's like every year.
It's always the most watched. But you know what? It's special. My gente Latino, you know? he has accumulated over 135 million viewers from this performance.
Not you got the statistics.
I do got the statistics.
That's right. I'm about to come here more often.
Oh,
you know what you talk about.
Thank you. I try. I want Ari to come every. You see how much fun we're having? I want her to be here every Friday, but you know, she's doing big things.
I really wish I could be here every Friday.
But she's doing big things. She's doing broadcast journalism over at Hampton. But if we got time, we'll talk about that later. But he got 135 million followers. I mean, viewers. And last year, Kendrick had 133 viewers, but Bad Bunny had over 135. So we don't really know. But I say all that to say we can't talk about the Bad Bunny concert / Super Bowl without talking about his competitors that tried to debunk him. And you ain't got to join in on this. But the Turning Point USA, they put on their opposing.
Yeah, it was called the All-American halftime show. Yeah, I actually researched this the other day.
All-American, what Ariel said. but basically putting, do you want to explain it for us?
Oh, so basically it was like an alternative halftime show. And actually the spokesman, I can't remember his name, but one of the spokesmen for Turning Point USA, he basically said it was kind of, I don't want to miss... say, but it was kind of in response to the NFL's choice for the halftime show, which was Bad Bunny. But yeah, I actually was reading this the other day, but they had like different artists, like a lot of country artists, and also Kid Rock was performed as well.
Yeah.
And then they had like a little tribute to Charlie Kirk as well at the end.
They were having some troubles on their YouTube trying to get it streamed. And so I don't know where people could have seen it if you weren't in person, but I'm gonna practice Ariel's third party broadcast journalism practices. I'm just not trying to be. Nah, it's me. I'm gonna do it. I think it's all about what things represent with me. I don't care if they wanted to have more of a country feel. If that's the reason. But clearly the agenda was to refute and show outrage for just having someone of Latin descent, someone who primarily speaks Spanish, performing the halftime show. And that just isn't okay with me. And so it's just, it's really, it really was just like, you know, a whole bunch going on. When I look at the video, I hope they help. I mean, you know what? Speaking of peace and love, I hope they happy. Hope they enjoyed it. Cause
it seemed like they did in the crowd.
It seemed like they did.
Yeah, they had fireworks and everything.
They had fireworks and everything, you know. So that, I bet they was having a ball, you know.
Right.
Yeah.
I had a ball where I was.
Yeah, we was. I had a ball too, you know, in my with my Wingstop and
my slider.
Yeah, like. But you know what? That's all I'll say. Hope they had fun. Mm-hmm. So yeah. So Bad Bunny. I think he did a great thing on his performance. I'm trying to think of anything else. Very beautiful, having all the flags come out, representing all the Latin American, North and South. I think it was, or was it all? I think it was only North American.
I'm not sure.
No. It was South America. It was South American and North American countries represented, and I think that was just beautiful, representing again. It's not United States of America. It's North America. It's South America. The Americas. And just representing that we're supposed to be as one. Mm-hmm. So that was the main point. So, yeah. So,
do you have a favorite song he performed?
It's going to be the generic one. And then I can't sing it because I don't know Spanish.
Right.
And then they had the leading up to Ricky Martin. So I was like, oh, sookie now.
Yeah. Yeah, I feel like I was there. Like, yeah. It definitely was a great something. It was an amazing experience to watch at home, but I can't even just imagine being in the performance. I'm sure the performers had a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. One thing I think about is that, like, you know, these performances are really geared towards the visual aspect,
mm-hmm.
With the camera.
For sure.
So, you know, we ain't that old. Don't play with us. But, like, we remember when it was, like, Coca-Cola running the John.
Yeah.
And it was mainly, like, you know, towards the crowd.
Yeah. It was a concert.
Like it was a concert.
Yeah. Now it's kind of like a music video.
Exactly.
But it's some, you know, still great. But I'd rather, like, the people that are actually in the stadium, you know, get that full experience as well.
Yeah. Yeah. It was definitely, I'm like, you know, while I'm watching this, I'm like, how are people looking through all them bushes?
Right. Like, we should have been one of the bushes.
Like,
I saw with some requirements. I think we meet the requirements.
Yeah. Yeah.
Next year. Super Bowl 2027.
See, you all trying to get ahead of me with the questions. You trying to get ahead of me with the questions.
No, like, are we going to be in the, like, we're going to be in the audience. We're going to be attending the game.
Let the Bills go to the Super Bowl. You will see me there.
Okay, I mean, I don't really care who plays.
But avenge for the Bills, and I'll be there. I promise you, I'll be there with a big sign. I'll have painted red one side.
Oh,
I was gonna say red, white, and blue. they know what I mean when I'm there with the Bills there. Mm-hmm. Anyways, so now it leads me to the question: who do you think has? Give me your top three best halftime shows.
Okay, this is not in any particular order, but I'm going to say, I'm going to start off by saying Super Bowl 2016 with Coldplay, but he brought out Beyonce and Bruno Mars. Like, that was, like, I think, because I was still young. I was 10 or 11 years old. Yeah. So, like, that's the one I, like, vividly remember. And Beyonce had just dropped Lemonade, like, either, like, 2 days before. Amazing experience. And then I would say next, I'm going to go Beyonce. 2013, Beyonce, right. When she brought out Kelly and Michelle. Mm-hmm. Like, that was amazing. And then you obviously got to go legend. You know what I'm going to say. Michael Jackson. You know what I'm going to say. You didn't know?
Okay. No, I didn't know. I didn't know. I'm sorry.
But I remember. No, that's a legend.
Was that the one where he popped up and he was looking side to side for 10 minutes and, like, they were going crazy?
Don't do Michael like that.
No, that's a good thing. He a legend. That's a good thing. People want that. People want to see that. I'm just trying to figure out. I'm trying to think if that's the one where, like, he was just looking side to side. That was the one. Because I remember he jumped out.
He had the kid. He brought the kids out.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And then he just stood there for 10 minutes and I just laughed.
Yes. What's yours? Because I think mine's is like Beyonce. Like, what's yours?
Okay, Beyonce is definitely there. Beyonce.
Which one? Hers or the 2013?
Hers. Okay. 2013. I did like Coldplay, but 2013.
I know the years.
I know. It's clumping together. Right. 2013. Right. God. 2013. Beyonce. Love Destiny's Child. Love they got their moment.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to say Bad Bunny because it's too recent,
right,
and I need to sit on it for a little while. Mm-hmm. Looking back, Kendrick's was good, but when I was there, it wasn't really a performance personally for me. Oh, wow, wow. Dang, she more prepared than me, I can't think.
Want me to help you out? Like, you want me to go down? The most recent, you know, we had Mary J. Blige, Snoop Dogg.
Oh, no. 50, nah.
Oh, yeah, like, okay.
Nah, I like that one.
Shakira, Jennifer Lopez.
I did like
and then,
that
you know,
one.
Bad Bunny was there.
I did like that one. Now, people know I'm not going to say it because she's going to say it too messy. But and J-Lo can perform and Shakira can perform. So,
okay.
I don't know. It just doesn't. Coca-Cola hit different.
The Weeknd, he performed as well.
No.
Usher.
No.
Who else?
Yeah, it's Rihanna. Like, then you had.
Yeah, Rihanna.
I did. Looking back,
I enjoyed. Rihanna was good too. I know. Yeah. I'm not gonna lie. Rihanna, she might get an honorable mention from me. She might get an honorable mention. I like. You know, she was pregnant too. Like, so imagine doing that pregnant.
She was pregnant.
Come on.
If she wasn't pregnant, oh, that would have been too good.
Yes. Now my girl need to drop some more music, but it's okay.
She do need to drop that music. She need to drop that music. Oh, what am I trying to think? What am I trying to say? Ooh.
It's between Kendrick. Jay Jackson, you know.
Okay, Steve, why would you say
Jay? No, I'm just saying, like, in the sense that,
In the sense that, you know, I got it. It's between Rihanna and Kendrick.
Really?
It's between Rihanna and Kendrick.
Okay.
Looking back, I really did enjoy Rihanna's performance.
Okay.
But Kendrick's, I enjoyed his. Okay. And then my number one, actually, I'm going to do my honorable mention. I guess honorable mention is J-Lo and Shakira. I really did enjoy that one.
Okay.
But my number one is, I got to say, Prince. I love Prince. Prince is a underrated performer in my eyes. He playing every single instrument you can name of, and yeah, and all that jazz and the bag of chips.
Yeah.
So I guess me and Ari's top favorite, Michael Jackson and Prince, come together, they make Beyonce.
Hello, Claudette.
Okay. So the show is about to end, but finally, who do you think should be up next for the Super Bowl halftime show?
Javari, you know what I'm going to say. Yeah, you know who I'm going to say. My favorite artist of all time.
Beyonce
is my favorite artist of all time, but she already performed. Somebody that has performed.
Okay.
You know this.
Chris Brown.
No. Well, yes, Chris. No.
We did a Breezy Bowl at
the Super Bowl, but... You know my
I do
number
know.
One. Come
All right,
on.
This is my last one.
I'm questioning our friendship right now. I'm questioning
it. Her man.
My man.
Drizzy Drake.
Yes. Drake needs a Super Bowl. And he needs me to choreograph everything.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Okay, you making that face, but you know.
I might have my wits about Drake, but he definitely got hits and can do a whole Super Bowl halftime show. So
yes, I want to be. He needs to do it. Soon,
yeah.
Or I'm gonna have to write a letter.
Yeah, he need to hit that. And I would say the whole, and then he could bring out the whole Young Money crew. But the Young Money crew just going down like flies.
I'm not gonna speak on that.
Okay. I would say honestly, Beyonce can go for another run.
Yeah,
because
for sure.
When she did it first time, it was all the way up to. I Am Sasha Fierce. Yeah.
Well, I mean, when she did it with Coldplay,
she did Lemonade.
You know, she did My Daddy Alabama. Yeah, she did
my
Lemonade. Oh, that performance ate so bad. I'm surprised that's not on your list.
But it just wasn't a whole, like, you know, when I, like, you know, yeah, it was Beyonce and yeah, it was Bruno. But, like, imagine if she had a whole stage.
Right.
Coldplay was just taking up that whole John with his globe on the,
right.
on the thing.
We seen Renaissance. We seen... Cowboy Carter.
She could bring. But it's different. It's a compilation.
Oh, maybe she could bring Rock to the Super Bowl. Hello.
Ariel Chan. She looking into the future.
I'm that's a Raven. You can gaze into the future. Right?
Yeah, I think Beyonce could do one. I think Bruno can do another one. Now, someone that hasn't done it, honestly, you know, though I might not like a lot of her music, Taylor Swift can definitely do one. Now, don't hate me. I know he's controversial. And I don't...
Wait, Taylor Swift didn't do one yet?
No, she hasn't done one
yet. She hasn't done one yet. Wow, okay.
Yeah, she better... I think she's trying to do it while her man in the NFL.
You know what? I think everybody kind of thought she was going to do it.
That time when he won the Chiefs, mm-hmm. Yeah. But yeah, what's it called? I know he's controversial. I know a lot of people... I don't agree with any of his actions. Never did. So put that stamp Jabari's name on that. But... Chris Brown do got them hits, chat, and he done worked with everybody and they mama. So right. It's just like, come on, y'all.
Nah, that would really be a show for a lifetime.
That would be a show.
I think that one might be a hit.
Yeah, it would be a hit, but sadly, I know they would never do that. And it's okay. I understand his actions, but I do like his music.
Yeah.
Drake was a good one. I can't lie about Drake.
Yes. He can bring out a couple people. Like, I'm off the top of my head, he could bring off 21 Savage.
21,
he could bring out
Rihanna.
He could bring out Lil Wayne. I mean, you don't have to do the whole Young Money. He could bring Lil Wayne out.
Yeah, we won't touch on Young Money.
Yeah, we're not going to touch on that too much.
Oh, you're not going to like the one I'm about to say.
What you about to say, Jabari?
I like it like that. Cardi B. I think Cardi B could do one.
You got the cricket sound effect over there.
No.
No, I'm just No, I love Cardi down bad, but...
Be honest.
I don't know if it's her time to do a Super Bowl yet, you know? I don't think it's her time.
I think it's her time because I feel like, in terms of popularity-wise, she can bring out so many female artists. Like, okay, imagine this.
She gonna bring out Bia?
Only if you name five Bia songs. Gun pointing to your head.
Bow.
Cover girl.
whole lot of remix.
Right. Whole lot of clean version.
Song I put on my jewelry just to go to the bodega. What song is that?
Oh my gosh. Yeah. Whole lot of instrumental. Whole lot of remix. Whole lot of feature. Whole lot of clean. Whole lot of original.
Right.
Okay. Yeah, I know my.
So
Bia
who's
songs.
She gonna bring out?
She could bring out Lotto. She can bring out Megan. She can bring out
Kehlani.
Ring.
Oh, just as a little cameo.
Yeah, I think she could do a lot. Like, if I feel like honestly, let's just do a female rap. Like, you know, like they did with the
Dr.
Dre.
Okay, Lil' Kim, Queen Latifah.
Mm, ooh, I love me some Queen Latifah.
You and Ity. Who else? Missy Elliott. Somebody else.
Oh.
Yeah. Okay. I could see that. I could see this. This could be big.
Yeah. And like, but like, I wouldn't also want them to do like a long range. Like, I would want them to do a solo of like old school female rap,
mm-hmm.
and then new school female rap. But then it's just, I feel like you can't cover all that in just one.
Right. And I think they only have like 13 minutes, right?
Yeah, 13 minutes.
Yeah. And then 13 minutes go by super fast.
Because I say like Queen Latifah to, like you said, Lil' Kim, Trina.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, I love that might be. They might not.
Oh, yeah, they don't want.
Right, that might be too much for them.
What time is it? Yeah. But yeah, I just think that Cardi B, at least by herself, she can bring out like a whole lot of, like J Balvin and Bad Bunny, even though he already did his big one. Lotto, Megan.
Lotto.
She did a lot of features, and then she was
can
on that
I
run.
Pivot?
What's up?
You saw Lotto's with 21 Savage.
Yeah, I did. But, like, there was some, like, speculation.
Yeah, speculation.
Yeah.
Sorry, that was on my mind when he said that.
Yeah. But, sadly, our time is up, and we got to go. It's over now. My dad would always sing this.
Bye, guys. It was amazing.
Yes, I would like
being
to just,
here. Oh, I would love ahead. To be back. I'm so sorry.
No, you're good.
But I would love to come back. This was so much fun. I really appreciate you having me. And happy Valentine's Day.
Happy
everybody.
Valentine's Day.
Love Day.
My listeners on my Valentine's Day.
I know that's right. Mm,
hey, love them.
I know that's right.
But I really want to thank Arielle for coming in and having fun with me. I loved her being here. Along with y'all being my Valentine's Day, she my Valentine's Day. I appreciate her. And even though she's still, men, she's still available. Don't you? She's still available. But
heavy
yeah,
on that.
I want y'all to have a great, fantastic Friday.
Fantastic Friday.
Friday. All right, pieces. This is the J-Files New Music Friday on WMUC 90.5 and digital. Deuces, chat.